Also going on tonight, the Hillsborough Board of Commissioners meeting in the Witted Building this evening at 7 p.m. in order to swear in officially newly appointed Commissioner Matt Hughes and recognize outgoing member Brian Lowen. Pretty packed agenda as well for the board. And we are joined now on the air by Tom Stevens, the mayor of Hillsborough, to talk about that more. Mayor Stevens, thanks for joining us.
You bet, and good afternoon.
So let's talk about the board meeting tonight, 7 o'clock in the Witted Building. Pretty significant move. We've talked about it for, it seems like a couple of months now. Brian Lowen stepping down, Matt Hughes officially taking the oath of office in his place, and all that's happening tonight.
It is. So we get to begin our meeting with some ceremonies, and we will have a reception. And, of course, the public is always welcome to our town of commissioner meetings, but tonight will be especially festive. We're first going to recognize Commissioner Brian Lowen for his 17 years of service, and then we will swear in the new commissioner Matt Hughes. And of course, it seems like we've been talking about this for a few months, but it's happened pretty quickly from kind of when we got the news at the beginning of the year to come up with a process, go through that process. I think we were very thoughtful and deliberate and transparent and making our decisions. And so now this is when we'll actually bring on a new board member. Matt did sit in with us on our board retreat this past Saturday, but he will officially sit with the board tonight once we swear folks in. And then, as you mentioned, we'll have a little bit of a reception, but then we have several presentations and reports, you know, about economic development and tourism, about our stormwater utilities. And we publish a popular annual financial report rather than the big audit, which is, of course, available on the website for anybody who wants to see it. But we have a several page document. It's a lot easier for the public to read and understand about what's happening in your town. And then we have some business to attend to regarding special events in town, weighing in on potential road expansion for Orange Grove Road, and what else? I think that'll be enough. Get ready for what we're going to be doing with the reservoir expansion. We'll have some talk about that as well.
HillsboroughNC.gov if you want the full agenda. Let's go back to the budget retreat. I know we kind of talked about this last week before the retreat, but now that we're on the other side of it, what was the tenor of the discussion?
Well, it's just a tight budget year. As our town manager kind of mentioned, the kind of things that the town is facing right now, we've got three or four of them happening all at one time, and any one would be enough to really keep everybody busy and be of kind of a big hit on the budget, although, you know, a big investment as well. What the town has going on our water and sewer side is the expansion of the reservoir, which, of course, is a very big capital expense. And then we're continuing to expand the wastewater treatment plant. We've just finished that. We're paying off the debt for that. And we're aware of a couple major sewer infrastructure projects that need attention, and they're all kind of necessary expenses. But it's a, you know, it's a big hit trying to keep the budget balanced in that utility on our enterprise system. At the same time, in the town, we know that a lot of folks are going to be moving to town, and we've seen Waterstone and Forest Ridge start bringing in a lot of new folks. But we also have a lot of approved houses, and we're expecting the next couple of years, and that generates a lot of work for our planning staff, and as well as some other departments as well. And so we're really short staffed. We need to be able to fill that in to make sure that we get our work done, that we actually live up to the plans that we made. We also have, for many, many years, our public works folks have been literally working in a shed in the floodplain, and we just need to get them better facilities. So we're trying to weigh all those things. We can't do it all now, and that's really what the discussion was about over the weekend, about, you know, what is more immediate, what do we put off for the next couple of years, how do we start funding these things. How do we let the public know about what's happening in town? So it was a pretty full day of discussion.
And all of those issues will come up, I know, as the town continues budget discussions over the spring. And I know this is something that you're going to be talking about. Is it next week, right, at the State of the Town address?
Well, so it's got 2 weeks. So it would be the time that we normally, yes, that we normally have for our workshop. And that's why the theme I chose, of course, I'm still working on pulling the State of the Town speech together. But it just occurred to me that there's a lot going on. We welcome and value citizen input, and that is most valuable when people are operating from a knowledge base. I'm so excited and grateful to folks who are participating in Citizen Academy this year and in previous years. We do have our number of candidates that we had for filling in the vacant board position. It just seems that we do have kind of this body of folks serving on our advisory boards who maybe have more than the average knowledge about the way the town works. And that's really helpful to us as we're kind of weighing some hard things when you're looking at, costs for public infrastructure or just how does the revenue work? And some of those things are just not obvious, and they're really more complicated. I'm still learning new things every day, it seems.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, again, you can get more information on the town online at hillsboroughnc.gov or go to visithillsboroughnc.com for the town's events calendar. Always a lot going on. And Mayor, I know there's a lot of upcoming things, both town government related and just sort of out and about in Hillsborough that we want to get the word out about, too.
Sure. And I mentioned about getting people involved. Our police department just day in, day out does a great job. This weekend, they're having sponsoring, as they've done in years past, Autism Awareness Day. Let's see where that's going to be. I think it's a Gold Park this year. I'll have to sort of check about where that is going to be, but that's going to be just a lot of fun. It is in Gold Park on Saturday from 11 to 2 p.m. And that's a chance for families to come out, usually we have a fire truck and police cars, and it's a nice thing for people to see, but also get to know town officials, so come on out to Gold Park during that day. Things that are not necessarily sponsored by the town but are fun in the neighborhood, one thing on Saturday, it got rained out last Saturday, so it's happening this Saturday. I'm glad I wasn't going to be able to go because of the board retreat, but it's going to be happening this Saturday. The weather looks good. Is the Nash Dash. Mm-hmm. And I love this. This is just neighbors getting together and said, let's do something really, really cool. And so they're having your soapbox derby. Nice. Coming down Nash Street, we'll be closing off the street for a little bit, and people are going to have some home-built cars and have race teams. My understanding is the theme is famous first.
Okay.
So yeah, and so
Soapbox Derby cars like designed around famous first. Is that the idea?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I know one car is going to. I've been told. On very good authority is going to look like a Wright Flyer. the first flight, and that'll be kind of cool coming down the street. It ought to be really cool. So that's starts on Saturday over on the west end over on Nash Street. 11 to 12 are kids events. There'll be car parade around noon, and then the racing begins between 12:30 and 2. They'll be coming down the street, making this hairpin turn on Calvin Street. It worries me.
It's going to be difficult with that Wright Brothers ring on either side, right?
Well, I'm just waiting to see, but it ought to be just very, very cool.
All right.
Just things are happening. Of course, in April, things start cranking up in Hillsborough. So we've got the Nash Dash is going on. Ladies Night Out is happening on the 17th. And a number of different events, but the Art in the Heart of Hillsborough is on Saturday the 21st. And that's going to be expanded with the sort of arts and crafts fair that's down by the Visitor Center. And, of course, April is when we kick off the last Fridays, not only the art walk, but the downtown concert. So get ready for kind of a rocking warm season here in Hillsborough as April continues.
Absolutely. Again, hillsboroughnc.gov for town government information. Visit hillsboroughnc.com for more information on the town's events calendar. Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.